Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel represents concerned parents and residents against the implementation of a harmful curriculum under the guise of sex ed in the Sunnyside Unified School District in Tucson, Arizona. The material is certainly not age appropriate. It violates Arizona law, and it is not medically accurate, and it promotes harmful sexual behavior to children K through 12. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communication for Liberty Counsel. Holly, you know, certainly you have spent a lot of time looking at some of these kinds of things that we see happening in some of the public schools, and it's really shocking what's out there. People, if they've not looked at what's going on with Planned Parenthood-affiliated so-called sex ed, and a lot of these have their central link all around the country with Planned Parenthood. It is self-serving in the sense that they want to promote unrestricted, harmful sexual activity to children as young as kindergarten through 12th grade. And then if they get pregnant, well, Planned Parenthood has that solution covered too, because they offer to kill the child of that pregnancy.
It's just tragic. I mean, the material, you know, I spent a lot of time looking at it, and embarrasses me as an adult, much less exposing our children to this kind of stuff. You know, it would be illegal to expose more children to these kind of magazines and this in these illustrations, much less take it into the schools as quote-unquote curriculum. You know, in particular, this in Tucson, Advocates for Youth drafted this curriculum, and I use the word loosely.
And the amazing thing is they call it the three R's.
I know. Rights, respect, and responsibility.
You know, and it's a play off the reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Yeah. Right. But Advocates for Youth, which is a partner of Planned Parenthood, and they very clearly state on their website that young women need the right to safe and legal abortion. And, you know, they promote abortion and do not talk about adoption or carrying a child out. You know, they say a woman or a young girl should not have to carry a pregnancy she doesn't want to term.
And by young women, they mean children.
Exactly.
they mean little girls, and they call themselves, ironically, Advocates for Youth. Their name is more properly Corruptors of
Youth. Advocates for Death, actually.
Yeah, and actually what they say in their so-called resource is this, and this is a quote, quote, young women, meaning these young children,
K through 12,
need the right to safe and legal abortion, but many states, they say, place barriers on young women's access by requiring parental notification. So now you know it's who the young women are.
Exactly.
The young women are minors, because it says they require access for parental notification or even consent. United States policies contribute to an anti-choice climate and limit young women's access to abortion.
Yeah.
No young woman, i.e. minor, anywhere should be forced to seek out an illegal, dangerous procedure or carry a pregnancy she did not want to term.
You know, and they send kids to their Planned Parenthood's website where they learn glossary of words. For example, there aren't any adoption or pro-life, but they have anti-choice, pro-choice, and all other kinds of obscene words that we would shudder to even talk about.
Yeah, let me park on that anti-parental notification push for a minute. Think about that. This is so in keeping with their entire ideology that parents need to get out of the way, that it's the state, it's the government, it's the schools that raise your children, and they need to indoctrinate your children with their pro-abort, pro-death, pro-homosexuality, pro-promiscuity agenda, and so they want to trample on the... Imagine being a parent, and if Planned Parenthood has its way, you guys know, we hear story after story about girls going in for an abortion, dying, bleeding to death because their cervix is perforated or they're just any number of things that can happen. Imagine being a parent at home, thinking that your seventh grade girl is at school, getting a call that your daughter has bled to death on an abortion table in a Planned Parenthood, and you were never even notified that she was A, pregnant, or B, going in to kill her baby.
Well, there are certain situations that are reality where young girls, without their parents' knowledge, have gone in to get an abortion.
Mm. Yeah.
And part of the baby was still left inside the uterus. And so the child comes home, doesn't tell the mom or dad. They don't know about anything. And then they start to develop a fever. They have no idea what's going on. Literally, it's too late for some of these. And some young girls have died because their parents did not
know
what was going on. They thought maybe they had a cold, a flu,
right,
some kind of high fever. They take them to a hospital. They don't know what it is, and they die. You know, so they are indoctrinating these kids. We're talking about kids.
Right.
That you should not have to tell your mom and dad, and that abortion is safe and legal, and no one should force you to carry this to term. You know, before I confronted the issue of abortion by watching a video when I was a pastor, without any other information, I thought, well, this is not a human life, so it should be up to the woman. And then when I saw this is a human life, that changed everything. And they're presenting this is just something safe and legal. There's no human life involved. It's awful if you have to tell your parents and you can't get unrestricted access to abortion. You know, for that school, and this is not an exaggeration, to give a child an aspirin, mm-hmm. they'd have to call mom and dad, and they'd have to get parental permission to do that. But here, the school is teaching them to kill your child and go through a medical procedure.
Right.
You don't have to call mom and dad, and you shouldn't have to call mom and dad. Just go out and do it without their knowledge.
But let's back it up for a minute. They're also, part of their agenda is promoting sexual activity. I mean, we're talking about the curriculum in this particular school district. For kindergarten through second graders and for fifth graders, they're using graphic gynecological illustrations, which are not age appropriate. For eighth graders, they use a condom demonstrator, and I'll leave it at that. Yeah. And they're also using covers of multiple magazines like Playboy and other homosexual magazines.
We
for 12th graders
have some of those magazines as photos that they gave to the school children. And these are Playboy,
Penthouse, all those magazines, which would be illegal.
Homosexual
to give a child.
Magazines. And just the covers are shocking.
Right.
And they're presenting this. You have to think, well, how does this have to do with human biology? This is advocating that they engage in sexual activity and encouraging them to immerse themselves in pornography.
But also the goal for 12th graders is to teach them how to use a condom and how to promote condoms for other types of sexual behavior, which are not appropriate for high school
students. And some of those types of sexual behavior, for instance, it's all in these non-judgmental, values neutral, to use their language terms. They even define necrophilia, which they define as when a person is sexually aroused by dead bodies. They don't say that's sick, that's twisted, that's perverted. They don't do anything. They just throw it out there. I mean, they are pushing the most corrupt, disgusting, perverse type of sexual activity.
Then it's just shocking that they would provide. So, you know, the common person has no real idea of reference point because you're comparing it to what maybe you had in school or what you would think would be appropriate in school. And this is so far beyond it.
And then that's why, you know, this is another reason why parents, if you send your children to public school, you need to be attending these school board meetings. You need to be involved and asking what the curriculum is like and be, you know, active in what your student is learning and speak up. I mean, here's an example right here in Tucson where parents need to take action.
Yeah, and I can tell you, you're not going to get this information by just attending a school board meeting.
Yeah.
Because
they hide it.
One, the school board may not know, or two, the school board may be complicit.
But when you find out, you need to speak up.
But you need to really find out what's going on in the classroom. Make sure you have open, regular communication with your children or grandchildren. Because when they're confronted with something like this, it can be shocking, embarrassing. Some of these young people, we had a program that we did. There's a study out there. About tens of millions of children will have been sexually assaulted by a school staff member before they graduate from the 12th grade. And it's shocking, the numbers. So you get someone who's sexually assaulted or even not, and they get presented with this, they're going to probably clam up. They're not going to come home and necessarily just open up around the dinner table about what happened in school today.
Right.
Stay involved and demand to see what is in the curriculum. You have a right as a parent to know that. And when you find something, call Liberty Counsel at 407-875-1776 or visit our website, lc.org. We need to protect our young children, and it begins with you, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.